The Hogwarts Express moved steadily north, and the scenery outside the window became wilder and darker, while the clouds overhead thickened. People were chasing backwards and forwards past the door of their compartment. Crookshanks had now settled in an empty seat, his squashed face turned towards Ron, his yellow eyes on Ron's top pocket. At 1 o'clock, the plump witch with the food trolley arrived at the compartment door. "Do you think we should wake him up?" Ron asked awkwardly, nodding towards Professor Lupin. "He looks like he could do with some food." Hermione approached Professor Lupin cautiously.
"Professor," she said. "Excuse me, Professor!"
He didn't move.
"Don't worry, dear,"
said the witch, as she handed Harry a large stack of cauldron cakes.
"If he's hungry when he wakes, I'll be up front with the driver."
"I suppose he is asleep," said Ron quietly, as the witch slid the compartment door closed. "I mean, he hasn't died, has he?"
"No, no, he's breathing,"
whispered Hermione, taking the cauldron cake Harry passed her. He might not be very good company, but Professor Lupin's presence in their compartment had its uses. Mid-afternoon, just as it had started to rain, blurring the rolling hills outside the window, they heard footsteps in the corridor again, and their three least favourite people appeared at the door. Draco Malfoy, flanked by his cronies, Vincent Crabbe and Gregory Goyle.